This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Unofficial results from yesterday's Palestinian elections give the Islamist Hamas movement a majority of the seats in parliament. The unexpected results are a political earthquake and a big challenge to the previously dominant Fatah movement, the United States, and Israel. The Palestinian prime minister has resigned and says Hamas must form the next government. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In the Hamas campaign headquarters in the town of El Bira next to Ramallah, party activists tracked every potential voter, making sure he or she knew where to vote and providing transportation. These organizational efforts appear to have brought Hamas an even stronger showing than was expected. Dr. Mahmoud Ramahi, an anesthesiologist who could become a Hamas cabinet minister in the next Palestinian government, says Hamas is now a major force in Palestinian politics.
We will be part of the future here in Palestine. And anyone who was interested in the future of this area, he have to deal with us.
Hamas has claimed responsibility for dozens of suicide bombings in Israel over the past 5 years. At the same time, Hamas has largely observed a year-long ceasefire. Some Hamas leaders have said the ceasefire could be extended, but Dr. Ramahi says Hamas will not give up its guns as long as Israel continues its occupation.
Our position is clear. We have to continue our military resistance and political resistance to put an end to this occupation.
Exit polls had showed Fatah with a narrow lead over Hamas. Fatah activists celebrated in the streets of Gaza overnight, honking horns and setting off firecrackers. As the votes were counted, it became clear that Hamas had won virtually all of Gaza, Hebron, Jenin, Tulkarm, and even 4 out of 5 seats from Ramallah, the seat of Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's government and traditionally a Fatah stronghold. Before the results were announced, Palestinian officials had promised they would accept whatever the Palestinian people decide. Rafiq Husseini is the chief of staff for Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas.
Absolutely, it's part of democracy to honor the results and making sure, first of all, that everybody has been included, Hamas and others, in the electoral process was very important, and high turnout, and then when the results come out, we have to honor them and accept them and deal with them and their consequences.
However, all of the parties involved, including Hamas, seem unprepared to deal with the consequences of a Hamas victory. Yesterday, President Bush said the United States will not deal with Hamas until it changes its position, calling for the destruction of Israel. Former President Jimmy Carter, who came at the head of an international observer team to oversee the Palestinian elections, said he hopes Hamas will change its position.
My sincere hope, my prayer is that if Hamas does assume a position in the government, in addition to the parliament, that they would be willing to agree in advance to modify their policies, to accept the two-state solution to the arguments here, to recognize Israel's right to exist, and to forego violence against innocent civilians as part of their commitment.
Some Palestinian officials, like Manuel Hassassian, the Palestinian representative in Britain, say Hamas is likely to change its position toward Israel.
If Hamas becomes an integral part of the Legislative Council, and if it becomes to form a government, whether it forms it or in coalition, you know, with Fatah, they have to stick to the rules of the game. And they understand very well that they have to transform politically their positions. And they have to understand that there is no other outlet except negotiations with Israel.
And some prominent Palestinians say that having a government with Hamas could actually improve chances to restart negotiations with Israel. Munib al-Masri, the head of a multi-million-dollar Palestinian investment company, says polls show most Palestinians want a peace agreement with Israel. And he says Hamas will eventually have to recognize Israel and negotiate with it.
They have to be engaged with the political process. I think they are very pragmatic, and they will realize that they have to be with the world. And I think they will do a good job.
Israeli officials seemed stunned by the Hamas victory. Acting Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert convened urgent consultations later today. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.